Nasty today!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What's going on, everybody? It is a Friday. I don't even know. What's the date?
April 8th.
You know what next Friday is, right?
Next Friday, that would be the 15th. That'd be the day before. That's the weigh-ins.
See, it just shows you how young and naive you are.
It's tax day.
It's tax day, baby.
Yeah, I'm talking about the good things.
Pay the government.
That we like to talk about, at least sports related.
Well, see, I obviously don't do my taxes properly because I get I get a refund, which means I pay too much year round.
Right.
You know, I put too much into the system. You know, so that I get that check back. So we need to figure that out. But UFC coming to town, some interesting things have developed for next weekend's UFC event.
Just a little.
A lot of stuff going on. A big fight tomorrow. Full swing of baseball now that we're started. And I'm going to vent when it comes to Major League Baseball.
Whoa.
And I want to hear, because it's your sport, you defend some of the asinine stuff that's been going on in MLB 4 or 5 days into the season.
I don't know. I might not defend it.
Well, you better defend it. That's your job.
Point, counterpoint.
Frozen Four yesterday. How was it?
You know what? I went to the second game. That was University of North Dakota versus University of Denver.
I wanted you to go to the first game so you could pronounce the name.
What, Quinnipiac?
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
There's a reason I don't go to events.
Quinnipiac versus Boston College was the first game, the night game I went to. It was kind of weird how it all played out. The first period of it was not all that impressive. I think it was 4-3 after the first period. So it was very much a feeling out process for the first period, because when each team came out in the second, North Dakota was on a different playing field, pardon the term, but when they first came out, much more aggressive, and it showed right away. They had their first goal was by Drake Cajula with just a minute and 3 seconds into the second. Later on, 6:15, he scored his second goal off of a steal, so that was unassisted. But I did a little digging on Drake himself, and this kid, undrafted, he's going to be a free agent after this season, and he has some really impressive goals. So he's actually, I think he made up for the fact that he was undrafted. He might get paid as a rookie, at least he better. But was really impressive was the penalty kill, because North Dakota's penalty unit, I wasn't there for the third period, so I don't know if the two goals that Denver scored were on the power play, but the entire season they didn't give up one goal. So obviously a pretty stellar team. They did end up winning 4-2 in the end. So it's they're my pick to win the
tomorrow
Frozen
night?
Four tomorrow night.
So what are the two teams that are in the finals?
So it's University of North Dakota.
Against who?
Against...
what are you going to look it up for?
Because I don't know who won the first game.
Well, it wasn't Boston College, so who's
there
playing
go,
in the finale?
Quinnipiac.
God, I threw you a softball. I used to think you played softball just a tad better than this.
No, I'm really not that good at softball.
Yeah, I'm learning.
I'm better at baseball, which apparently Do you want to talk about that now or you want to get into it later?
No, we'll get into it right now. Okay. We're going to get into some UFC stuff here shortly. And don't forget, open workouts will be next Thursday. They're going to push it back about 45 minutes now that the main event has been axed. Khabib is still on the card, but fighting a brand new UFC fighter. So talking about a softball.
Yeah.
But
yeah, fair enough.
Want to invite everybody down to Tigers World 1919 North Howard in Tampa. And a bunch of the fighters will be there from about 12:30 to 4. It's open to the public. The media will be there. So welcome to that. And then Friday, we're waiting for the decision on where the weigh-ins are going to be because they can't be at Amalie Arena.
What's going on Friday?
I am so glad you asked and so glad that you do a sports radio show.
See, I throw you the softball now.
There's a hockey game, a game two of the Stanley Cup first-round playoffs.
Oh yeah, that whole deal.
Little hockey.
Yeah, the Bolts beat the Devils last night, so they clinched home ice in the first round. That's a good point.
Good and bad, because it messes up a little of the UFC, but on the same line, with the UFC staying in Pinellas County, it'll be better for them in the long run.
So, okay, in your opinion, since they haven't made a decision on it yet, in your mind,
well, they've made a decision. They've made a decision.
They just haven't
they
announced
haven't
it.
Announced it yet.
Okay.
I would imagine that I don't know where it's going to be honest. I was going to push for Fergs. I thought Fergs would have been awesome in the back. They have the whole. What are you laughing about?
I'm trying to picture this.
They do concerts there.
True.
Have you been to Fergs?
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question.
They have really amazing wings.
Do you know what Fergs? Do you know where Fergs is located across the street from Tropicana?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So in the back parking area is a massive stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I think AC/DC played there not too long ago. They've had some country acts, so they could do it. The only problem would be it's outside, but whatever. You set it up. You run. You know, you can stay inside. There is logistically it could be done. I don't think that's where they chose. I don't know where they're doing it. I know they're staying out on St. Pete Beach. They may do it at what was formerly known as the Bayfront Center, maybe. I don't. There's a theater. They could do it on that theater that's around Fifth Avenue.
Out on the beach?
No. In St. Pete. There's a big theater about Fifth Avenue and 4th Street.
Oh, the Palladium.
The Palladium.
Yeah.
Okay. So it could be there. That's probably where it's going to be.
You think so?
No, but I can't think of any. I can't think of any other place that they would do it.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get the announcement before the end of the show, and I can announce it. All right. Here's my
real quick before we go on. Before we go into this deep subject, this deep dive, I will say that I did get a chance to walk by Barry Melrose during the second intermission.
Mullet.
The mullet is amazing.
Did you call him, hey, mullet?
It is so magnificent. It's even better in person than on TV.
I love the suits that he wears. He's about 17 feet tall.
Dapper.
Yeah. You know, they're tits. Dapper. All right. Here's my baseball thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like baseball. Okay?
Right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I don't like much. You know, let's be honest.
Right.
I don't like not leaving my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like not leaving my chair. I don't like doing so little that I sleep at night in the chair that I sit in all day. Okay? I am getting fat and lazier by the minute. And I'm really excited about that. So baseball's not my favorite sport. I wouldn't probably even list it in my top whatever. I'm not sure I would even list it. Okay? And every year, new changes to the game. I'd like tradition. What is, if you go to an old school person, which means an older person, and tell them, say, listen, name the first 10 baseball plays, the first 20 baseball situations, and I said that on purpose, that comes to mind. I would think, if you asked me, I know for a fact that one of my first 10, not my favorite per se, and I'm not saying it's not, but one of the first 5, 10, 15 plays that pop into my head is Pete Rose running over Ray Fosse at home plate.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
All-star game.
Which you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. Pete Rose stayed at Ray Fosse's house the night before. They were friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they still are, but they were friends.
That play knocked Fosse out of baseball.
Out of baseball.
That stopped his career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's a hard-nosed play.
Okay? Sure, yeah.
I don't necessarily think it was anything dirty.
It's all hustle.
I've always wanted, and I know he did it once or twice. I had a friend of mine, Brian Jordan. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he played for the Atlanta Braves.
Braves, yeah.
And he played for the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. And you want to see somebody run somebody over at home plate?
Oh, I'm sure.
It wouldn't have been pretty.
Yeah.
But it's the game. You were a catcher. I'm not saying I want a catcher. I caught. It's not that I want, but that's just the game.
Honestly, as a catcher, my favorite play is a play at the plate. Mine is too. A collision as at the plate.
Mine too.
I'm wearing the gear for a reason. I want to use it. It's fun to me. Now that said, I never was injured in that sort of situation.
And again, you could be injured, and that's not what I'm getting at. But you know, you're now nitpicking. You're now making. There's rumors that baseball is going to outlaw the switch. You know, where you move, like the Rays do it a lot, and I think the Rays were one of the first teams to do it. You know, when Poppy comes, when David Ortiz comes to bat.
The shift.
There. Longoria is now playing second.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. They're talking about outlawing that.
Which I think is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So you continue to make these stupid-ass changes to improve a pretty boring game already. Two plays happened since opening day. And I want to blow my head up trying to figure this out, because you can't do one and not do the other. You shouldn't do either, in my opinion. So the Rays win their first game of the season by a slide by Bautista at second.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. The proximity play and he reached.
Yeah, he reached and he might have nicked the foot. Now, I didn't play Major League Baseball, but if him nicking his foot caused that errant throw to first base, we need a different shortstop. We need a different second baseman. We need different umpires. But if it's the new rule, it's the new rule. But whatever. Then I'm watching the highlights, because obviously I'm not sitting through a nine-inning game. You couldn't pay me to sit through a nine-inning game. The Yankees are playing, I think it's Kansas. No, it wouldn't have been Kansas City. Texas, maybe. And a play, there's it was either a bunt or a little dribbler down the first base side. Guy goes to throw it. I think it was the pitcher, but I'm not sure. And the guy is running on the grass.
Okay.
Which is out of the baseline. Mm-hmm. It was an errant throw to first base caused by the runner running inside the baseline.
Yeah.
And you know what the umpire said?
Astros.
The Astros. You know what the umpire said?
Hmm.
Well, if you would have drilled him in the back, then it would have made it easy to make the call. What? I understand that. I understand it because you have to hit him, you know, for it to be interference. But you can't have both. You can't have that. I want to use the nasty word, but I won't. You can't make that nitpicky call at second base on the Blue Jays, and then you don't make the same stupid-ass Nicky Pick play. At first, it did cause the errant throw. Now, they're saying you need to drill him.
As a player, that's what I was always told.
Drill
him. If there's a guy who is in your throwing lane, then you're putting seams on him.
And it's a shame. But now you have to do that. Yeah. Now you have to.
Yeah.
Now, what they're going to do, and this is going to cause a problem, a pitcher's going to go, and he's not going to drill him. He's just going to hit him in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, barely. And then they're going to say, oh, well, he hit him on purpose. That we're not going to make it an interference call because he could have thrown it over his head. So now you're telling a pitcher you need to drill the runner no matter what.
So the problem is the fact that it was not the same umpiring crew. So you have the interpretation of the rules, and to me it seems like the umpires – whoever is making those decisions with the umpires need to do a better job.
If you're going to continue with these stupid A rules, and that play at second base has me so perturbed,
good word usage. There you go.
I'm not happy, but it doesn't bother me, meaning that it's the Rays. I don't care if the Rays win or lose. I don't care if the Blue Jays win or lose. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I want the right team to win. But if you're going to the right team, meaning the team that deserves to win, because there is no right team. But if you're going to make these dumbass calls, then can you get rid of the damn neighborhood play at second?
Because that's nowhere close. It's nowhere close.
Neighborhood. Neighborhood means what? You're in the same arena? You're on the same field. Yeah, right. There's been times when the guy misses second base by probably 7.5 feet. Neighborhood. You can't. Well, yeah. You can because they do. But it just aggravates me. So I will watch less baseball because of it.
How is that? That's possible.
Well, it's always possible. I could watch no baseball.
Yeah, pretty close.
The only, well, not the only. I don't want to use the word only because I very rarely watch at home. Is when I do watch is when I go cover the Rays, or when I go cover a game because I've covered games outside of Tampa Bay and, you know, I've covered the World Series, I've covered the All-Star game, stuff like that. But I don't really like to watch it on TV because of stuff like this. I get aggravated by it.
I don't know.
You're going to tell me that I don't get aggravated by it?
Oh, no.
You're not aggravated.
Well, what I'm trying to say is it's still better to, in my opinion, in some cases, watch at home because at least you don't have to fight people for getting to your seat or you don't have to pay crazy prices.
Before we hit our first break, tell me if I did something wrong.
You did something wrong.
No, I'm going to tell you the story first.
Oh, you did something wrong.
And Ed, listen to the story and tell me if I opened my big mouth and I shouldn't have said it. So I see Frank Wren in the press box. Shouldn't have said it. Okay. See, you both agree. All right. All right. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
No! Go ahead. No.
So I'm in the press box. Frank Wren walks through the press box. Frank Wren, a Northeast High School Viking alum who was the former general manager of the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
And, hey, Frank, how are you? We talked for a few minutes. Obviously, we knew each other back in high school. He's now with the Red Sox. And I said, hey, I'm just going to tell you a quick story. Back in the day, you got me a couple credentials. You know, I came to work a job, and I brought my little brother who he knew. And I said, God, we sat on the bench, and I'm gonna protect the player. And I'm not going to say his name. Let's just say he was one of the top pitchers the Atlanta Braves have ever had. And you're looking at me like I just told you who it is.
No, there's
I've narrowed
a decent,
it down.
Yeah.
And he's telling.
Was he a lefty or a righty?
He's telling stories of jumping off cliffs in a state of mind that he didn't realize he was jumping off cliffs in Mexico. And after I told the story to Frank Wren, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have told the story to Frank Wren. I don't know.
Well, it's after the fact.
It is after the fact.
Because I'm going to assume that it's one of three pitchers.
Why are we getting evilized by the owner? She's looking at me like there's problems. I get nervous whenever.
No,
Lola
it's just
looks at me
interest.
Like that.
You're
like,
telling a really good story right
what
now.
What did I do wrong? Either that or the dogs are coming in.
I'm going to assume it's one of three people.
You don't have to leave.
And all of them are Hall of Famers now, so now it's
exactly
statute of limitations.
It doesn't narrow it down.
Statute of limitations.
See, the owner walked in and said that she thought I was still in the chair getting fatter. And I have to make a fat decision, and I'm going to ask everybody their opinions.
It's food.
I'm going to ask a fat question, a fat decision, when we come back. This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa, it's 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say.
Oh.
There's a reason.
Well done.
There's a reason that this show has been on Tan Talk for as long as it has. That's well all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it at that. All right, we're going to get to Rib in 1 minute, but I have a decision to make, okay? And I need to know if I need to put 2 pounds on or take 2 pounds off. I am scheduled to jump out of a... Well, let me rephrase that. I am going up with the SOCOM Paracommandos to get attached to a Paracommando and exit the plane when he decides to exit. I will be doing this with one of the MMA legends in Greg Jackson.
There's that L word.
And Cowboy Cerrone. Okay? Do I gain 2 pounds? Do I lose 2 pounds? Just think about it. You guys think about whether
I'm going to say lose.
So you want me to do it because you want access to the show and you want, no. You know, if something were to happen to me, you know, you want to be able to move chairs.
No, because nothing's going to happen to you.
I'm hoping not.
If 2 pounds makes that much of a difference, I ain't going.
Well, can I make an assumption here?
As long as you're assuming with Ed, not with me.
Well, I'm going to I'm assuming that if you put on 2 pounds, you won't be able to tandem jump.
And that's really not true. They give you you have to be under.
Okay.
But they also told me, you know, it's not set in stone.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So if the limit is 215, if I'm 217, I could still go.
Well, how about this?
I couldn't go at 230.
Instead of losing 2 pounds, why don't you just stay the same? Because losing 2 pounds sucks.
Losing anything.
Exactly.
You know, any kind of weight.
Yeah.
All right, one more final thing before we get to Rib. Rib, hold on. I apologize. But speaking of food, are you guys aware what a local furniture store does when your Tampa Bay Rays have X amount of strikeouts? Or
yes.
You do know what it is? What is it? What do they do?
It's either pizza.
Not either. What is it?
It has been pizza and it has been Subway. 6-inch subs before.
So you don't know.
Because it's Kane. Is it?
It's a furniture store.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I got an email.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is go online, download this document.
Okay.
And then you go to, and I'm going to throw the convenience store because why not? You got to go to the furniture store with this piece of paper. Then they give you this doohickey coupon. For a free, it's not 6-inch because that would be a form of transportation underground. You go to Wawa and you get a free sandwich. Now going to root for the Rays. I don't care if they win or lose, but I want them to get 10 strikeouts. So on
the it doesn't matter on the outcome of the game.
Could care
at
less.
All.
So I know that you don't like those types of foods. So here's
Whoa,
hush. You're not supposed to talk.
You're not here to talk.
Here's your furniture coupon. Go to that furniture place and get me that coupon. And then, and then I could go get that smaller sandwich at Wawa.
Gotcha.
All right. Either that or you take the phone call.
Hey, Rabe, how you doing?
Pretty good there, Wags. I got three predictions.
Hold on.
Braves are going to lose the rest of the year.
Yeah, no, I was going to come up. All right, that's yours.
Yeah, big head.
I'm going to say, Rib, that one of your predictions is the Lightning will lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
And the Buccaneers
go 0-16.
No, I'm not talking about
move to Vegas.
Now, Randy. Quinnipiac and Randy loses 2 pounds, and it's Kane's furniture.
Whoa. You're saying that Randy is going to lose 2 pounds?
Yes, sir.
I'll take that bet.
I'll take that bet, too. Okay.
I will take that. I say that, that he gains 2 pounds.
Hey, Rip, since you don't know, let me give you a little inside story before you say I'm going to lose 2 pounds. Monday morning, I board a plane to fly to Nashville to do a Make-A-Wish charity event. Monday night, they take us out to eat and drink and do all we want on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it's steak and lobster, and I'm going to eat a few. So you still think I'm going to lose 2 pounds by Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's a lot of faith.
I did.
Big Ed, write it down.
I wrote it down. It's written. It's in stone.
The Big Ed. Johnny Manziel.
The hell are you talking to Ed for? He's working.
What?
We love you, Big Ed.
Okay.
All right, Rip. Thanks for calling. Thanks.
All right. Brother.
Okay.
Great show.
Okay. Yes, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye. Bye-bye. See you. Okay.
Kevin Ranko, see ya.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Cool. I flip channels. I hear Rip. I listen to another show on the station. I hear Rip. I thought Rip was, just to one show. We need to narrow him down. He either calls us or he calls somebody else. He can't call everybody.
Us or the field.
What do you think, Ed? I think the field is going to say please. What do you think? I think all the field is going to say please. Go with Talking Sports.
Yeah.
Speaking of the field, the Augusta tournament, the Masters just started.
That one.
That Spieth character looks pretty good.
Yeah. Has the lead after the first round. I don't think he has started now.
I have learned to not say, have you heard or did you see what happened the other day?
Yourself up for failure.
No, I'm not setting me up. I'm setting you up for failure. When I say to you, Did you see what happened with Justin Spieth the other day? So I'm not going to ask you because I'm sure you didn't. So he broke his driver head.
I hate it when that happens.
Okay. So all of the golf companies have trailers out at all of these events. They're out at the Innisbrook one that was just a couple weeks ago. So Spieth is out at the trailer. He's, getting a new, driver. Then he goes to the driving range, and he's working with the new driver to kind of break it in. So he didn't have time to go get properly dressed for the dinner. And as the returning champion, it's kind of in your honor, and you get to pick
the food.
The
menu, yeah.
We all know what happened back in the day. So he had to literally come from the driving range to the dinner.
Is it black tie?
It's
type deal.
It's when you're the champion, it doesn't really matter. Well, you want to get, put it this way. It would be like me and you going to the Festival of Speeds event.
Yeah.
You're in a jacket. Mm-hmm. I'm in shorts and flip-flops.
Gotcha.
So I don't think it's, and even when it is mandatory, people still do whatever. You go to these black tie, dress-up charity events, and I'm just going to use this name because it's the first name that came to mind. He wasn't at the event, but even though he probably gets dressed nicer than I'm going to draw you the picture. But you think if Gene Simmons comes to an event and it's black tie and he comes in the blue jeans and
jacket?
Nobody's
going to say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't think it matters what golfer, and it certainly doesn't matter when you're the former champ, the returning champ. So, but he just had to go straight from the course. But I know that he was doing pretty well. He wasn't doing as well as the guy who, 8-putted. Did you see that one? I think it was the first hole. 8-putted.
Yeah, I know Els had his sextuple bogey.
That would probably be him then.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It gives all of us duffers feeling better. Speaking of duffers, mm-hmm. next Saturday, the What the Buck Truck Slammer tournament. So we will
second
be
second annual, correct?
It's a second annual.
Yes.
It is. It's out at Bardmore. You still have time to jump on board and help out to all the charities that the great folks at What the Buck help. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll probably go out and play, I don't know. I know you want to say 9 holes, and I'm going to probably say 4. Because I'm going to be bored before we even pull.
Well, you'll be present for the 9.
I'll check out before, yeah.
But at least mentally, yeah, about that.
I'll get the website. We'll put the link up on the website so that people can register and all that kind of stuff. Did you see Kyle Busch? No, why do I keep asking? Did you see?
No,
I know you didn't see.
I'm going to make it easy for you.
So Kyle Busch, I guess, is leaving the track, and he rolls his window down, and there's somebody in a car next to him, and they look over, and the person loses their mind.
I heard about this. They were stopped at a light.
At a light.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, turn to your left, and there's the one, the only, and it was her favorite driver of all time.
He started to laugh. She was wearing his hat. He said, hand me the hat. So they're exchanging. You know, she hands him the hat. He signs it and passes it back. If this was our Wednesday night knockout radio show, we would run the music story time with Randy, because I'm leaving the arena in Anaheim. I have to catch a midnight flight. And I'm getting back because everybody knows I love the red eyes. And so I'm driving back with a friend of mine. And I go and I cut off a monster truck. You've been in a car with me. You know how I drive. I'm in a rental, so I really don't care if you hit it. The only thing I care about is then I wouldn't get to the airport in time. But I don't care. I'm pulling in. I got to get somewhere. So I cut off this monster truck that the tires... If our vehicles have 18, 19, 20s, this tire, I'm not going to exaggerate, was a 40.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I'm cutting off this black, jacked up truck. He starts screaming at me. Now, I don't care. Pat Miletich rolls the window down, sticks his head out. And for those people that don't know, Pat Miletich is in the UFC Hall of Fame, former UFC welterweight champion. Was the trainer for the likes of Matt Hughes, Jeremy Horn, Tim Sylvia, Jens Pulver, Ben Rothwell, on and on and on.
A big deal in the MMA world.
Very big deal in Bettendorf, Iowa. So the guy went from reaching to the gun rack to pull the gun off to, oh my God, get behind me and I'll help you.
I will clear the way.
He will clear the path. So it was very similar to that Kyle Busch story, you know, and I thought it was cool. I thought what Kyle did was cool. You know, the guy, he's the bad boy of NASCAR. Or he was the bad boy of NASCAR. You know, he was the guy that everybody hated. And I love when everybody hates the guy that's winning. It's not fun to be that hated guy when you're not winning. You know what I'm saying? Like the Yankees or like whatever. Yeah. So, all right. Well, with that said, we're only 3 minutes over. It's not that bad.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
You want to open the phone lines or do you not care?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? This is a special show.
866-TAN-1340. 866-826-1340. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You've seen Rugged Maniac on Shark Tank. You've heard us talk about Rugged Maniac last year. And now Rugged Maniac will be returning to the Tampa Bay area on April 23rd. Rugged Maniac is the epic party. And I know as I ran the Rugged Maniac last year. And we'll be doing it again on April 23rd. With 25 epic obstacles and a 3-mile course that makes this the ultimate event that you'll love and continue to ask for more. You can run individually or as part of a team, and both are a ton of fun. With the lowest prices and the most obstacles, it's easy to see why Rugged Maniac has become America's favorite obstacle race. Don't delay and sign up today. Go to ruggedmaniac.com for more details and easy-to-follow instructions on signing up.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Looking for an exciting adventure? Look no further than Mission Sun and Fun. The biggest air show in the South is back and better than ever. Your mission takes flight April 5th through the 10th, so make plans today to join us for the action. Come see aerial acrobatics and high-powered performers, including the world-famous Breitling Jet Team. Walk among historic warbirds on our open flight line and experience everything from vintage aircraft to today's modern military fighters. All week long, you can experience daily air shows, a kids zone, and sample great food. Plus, don't forget to take advantage of the Florida Resident Weekend Special, Saturday, April 9th and Sunday, April 10th. Experience three shows for the price of one. See the Breitling Jet Team perform at 3 p.m. Stay for the night air show complete with acrobatic flyers, pyrotechnics, and a fireworks display, and then come back Sunday for an additional show. So make plans now to bring the whole family and experience Mission Sun and Fun. For ticket information and showtimes, visit us at sunandfun.org. It's the 2016 Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo, April 5th through the 10th in Lakeland.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Before we talk about our buddy Maurice Spates and the Golden State Warriors and what they did yesterday and, you know, some rumors that are coming out of Oakland and Kerr and all that kind of stuff. Let's go back to the NCAA, the Final Four in, what was Houston, right? Last weekend. Arguably, and I can argue this, the greatest 15, 20 seconds of basketball ever. Ever.
I did see that.
I'm shocked.
Honestly, so am I. I think it was in passing, but yes, I did see it.
I may not wait until next Sunday when I'm thrown out of an airplane to have a heart attack. I may have it right now. So first he comes down and throws it. Did you see that Hail Mary three?
To win it.
No, to tie it.
To tie it. No, I did not see that one.
Yeah, the three-pointer to win it was a set play.
Yeah, right.
By Villanova. But the throw, the heave, was incredible. You know, it was like something that I would do playing against Maurice Spates.
Because you'd have no chance up close.
And that shot, well, no, he had no chance that far away. It was one of those behind the back, through the legs, over the world. It was like, and I know that you haven't seen it, but could be one of the greatest commercials of all time. It was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, I believe. And they were fighting or shooting over a McDonald's sandwich.
Okay.
Okay. And so it was sitting there, and they were playing like horse. And it started out as a layup to a dunk, to a half-court shot, to now they're in the rafters throwing it, you know, like those guys that do the shots from the top of the buildings and stuff.
Texas A&M.
You know, then, yeah, like Bird is throwing it over the highway, through the window in. That's what kind of shot that was. It was a throw over the kind of like, I'm running out of time, I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Swish, nothing. Well, I think it was backboard, but unbelievable. And then now tied with 4.7 seconds left to come down. They had a set play. He gave it up, another wide open shot, and to sink it was incredible. Absolutely phenomenal. And then,
you can't write this stuff.
Arguably the greatest sports franchise, the UConn women Huskies, just went out and totally dominated on Tuesday. It was unbelievable.
Not even close.
No, it wasn't. I mean, and it got closer only because, you know, the three seniors came out and they put a senior in that was a walk-on and she sank a shot with like 10 seconds left and unbelievable. And what I think is, and people have said, and I think we might have even have screamed it into the microphones last Friday, ha-ha, ho-ho, anybody thought that was funny, that I don't think Gino gets a whole lot of respect and credit. You know, yeah, they're very talented girls that come and play at UConn, but he has enabled them to blend and play as a team and play as stars. And, you know, there's only one basketball and have
sure.
the types of yeah. stars that he has had. Here's something that was said to me out at a Rays game. It's been said that Stewart is the greatest collegiate player of all time. And I was almost ready to say, yeah, how can she not be? How can she not be the greatest of all time when she has won four NCAA titles and she has won four, I don't know what they're called. They're not MVP awards, but player of the tournament or, you know, they've changed what it means. Most valuable player is demeaning to all the other players now.
Whatever.
Oh, it's like participation trophies. Mm-hmm. So how can you not rule her or call her the greatest of all time? So a media guy and I are sitting and shockingly eating. And he said, well, let me ask you this. If you could start a women's basketball team, who would you start it with? And if your answer is not her, then she's not the greatest basketball player of all time. She may be the most decorated player of all time, which she is. And it's true. Because I would take Taurasi before I would take her. Now, she hasn't won as many national titles because she didn't play as long or they didn't win it the first year. Mm-hmm. But she's won gold. She's won the collegiate. And I believe she's won the wherever she's playing in Europe. But that was such a great question that who would you start a team with? Same
well,
thing.
Well, yeah, and
who would you start? Who's the greatest NBA player?
Well, and that's the thing.
Who would you start?
Well, then you're specifying that they were in the NBA.
No, no, I'm just asking the same question. Who's the greatest NBA player of all time? Then shouldn't that person mm-hmm. also, well, shouldn't that answer be the same answer as if you could start a dream team, they're all in their heyday, you have first pick. Shouldn't your first pick be the greatest player of all time?
As long as you're not limited to a particular league, yeah. And I bring that up because I'm focusing on Oscar Schmidt right now.
Wait a second.
Because he never played in the NBA.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I may throw you off the air with 42-52, 17 minutes to go. Okay. We know
granted,
Oscar Schmidt.
Right. Granted, I never saw him play. I don't know what his stats were, but
I've seen him play.
A lot of people say that
he was great.
If he had played in the NBA, he'd be a Hall of Famer no matter what.
He is
type
a Hall of
deal.
Famer.
And
but he is a Hall of Famer.
He's in the NBA Hall of Fame.
No, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame because there
okay.
is no NBA
there
Hall
we
of
go.
Fame.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me.
He is in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
But again, the qualifying statement of whether or not they played in the NBA, it's like going with the best MMA fighter.
Right.
Did they have to be in the UFC?
Right. I'm just saying that there's no way that Oscar Schmidt would be considered. And I like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Olympics to see him play.
Mm-hmm.
I would never consider him the greatest of all time.
Devil's advocate.
Top 40, mm-hmm. top 20. I mean, you know, there's those handful, Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, whether you go LeBron, you know, whatever. But, you know, to kind of include Oscar Schmidt in that's, I think, talking more
advocate.
With your heart than, you know, than your head. But I just liked it. That's how he kind of set me straight by saying, if she wouldn't be your first pick, then she couldn't be.
It makes sense.
Well, and we could still argue that, too, though.
Sure.
Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron. Wilt Chamberlain, Kobe. Do you go the big man? Do you go, you know, Big Diesel? How about Big Diesel in WrestleMania? I know you didn't see it, but it was the...
But he's done this more than once. I mean, he's...
But nobody...
Sort of
at least
familiar.
I didn't expect it. That's why it was kind of cool. And I went out... Real quick plug, and then we're going to hit this break. I went out to the Oldsmar Flea Market.
Okay.
And they are selling... There's a gentleman there whose name is James, and I can get you or anybody the information. Because he is... It's legal, right? He's selling them. He has a booth. It's a TV box like the Apple TVs and all those little boxes where I was able to watch WrestleMania. And so I did. Are you
okay?
Are you telling me it's not legal? How can they sell it if it's not legal?
I didn't say
I'm
a
just
word.
Saying, it is. I asked. He said it is totally legal. They advertise that you can watch WrestleMania. So I did. I got to watch Shaq in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I got to watch. How about Shane McMahon?
Okay.
And I know you're not a big wrestler or all that kind of stuff.
No, no,
and
no.
I was told why this happened. And I don't know if you were there when the story was told. Shane McMahon was in the Hell in the Cell match.
Against Undertaker.
Against the Undertaker. He climbed the 30 feet to the top of the cage and jumped off.
I saw the video.
Okay.
I saw a clip.
Somebody told me that it is a unwritten rule by the McMahons that they will never, since the Owen Hart situation of what happened, that because of what happened to Owen Hart, they will never ask one of their athletes to do something that they haven't already done. And that's why he has done some of the crazy stuff that he has done.
Gotcha.
That's why he climbed up and jumped off. And
interesting.
This is a multimillionaire jumping 35 feet off the top of a cage.
Wow.
If I had what he pays on taxes, I wouldn't jump off the curb. I certainly wouldn't jump out of a perfectly good airplane. This is Talking Sports. Pick up the phone. Don't hit us up on Twitter. Don't. It really doesn't matter. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
All right, big night tonight up in the Barclays Center. I'm supposed to be there. I don't think I boarded the plane in time, but my good friend Robin Zander and Cheap Trick going in the Hall of Fame with Chicago, Bob Seger.
Steve Miller Band.
Steve Miller Band. NWA. I always call it NWO, the New World Alliance, or organization, or whatever, the NWO with Hulk Hogan. But this is the NWA, obviously, from Compton. Isn't that, they're from Compton, right? That's the Compton people.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I know you want to talk about the Golden State Warriors.
I do.
All right. I'm going to let you do that.
I want to talk about basketball.
We have about 9 minutes left. I will let you talk about NBA and the Warriors under one condition.
One condition.
You have 7 days. You have 6 days and 23 hours to watch the movie Warriors. If you need the box, I can hook you up with the box that I just got from Oldsmar Flea Market to watch the Warriors. You have to watch this movie by next Friday.
The Warriors film.
Deal? Just make the deal and talk about your Golden State Warriors.
Deal.
Okay.
Crime film, drama film, 1979, hour 34 minutes. It has 89% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb. So it must be
It's pretty good.
Decent.
No, it's pretty good. I mean, it's old school. I mean, you know, so it's an old school, cheesy type of gang-related movie.
A turf battle between New York City street gangs that rages from Coney Island to the Bronx. The Warriors are mistakenly fingered for the killing of a gang leader.
Of the head guy.
Soon they have every gang in the city out to get revenge, and they must make their way across the city to their own turf.
Right. So you have to watch Warriors by next Friday.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And then by doing that, by promising that you're going to do that, I'll let you talk about the Golden State Warriors.
I promise.
Steve Kerr has said that he's having a meeting with the team. Whether
To
rest or not rest.
What would you do? You're on the verge of history. 70 wins, 3 games left.
So they need to win all 3 to get to the 73.
Correct.
Yeah, who cares?
Usually, that's
the tie?
How math works.
But I'm saying,
yeah.
Who care? Do you care about the tie? Is it a big deal for the tie?
They've already tied it. It's already been tied.
No, they're not at 72.
Last year, they had 72. I thought. Pretty sure.
This is what everybody has said. Yes, that record is awesome. But the ultimate record is winning the NBA title. Are you willing? And the same thing came up with the Carolina Panthers. Are the Panthers going to rest Cam Newton and the rest of them if they would have won that game in Atlanta? Would they have rested Cam and everybody to play the Bucks or what? You don't know. And then what if you play Curry and you don't get the record? What if you play Curry, you get the record, and he gets hurt in that game?
Yeah, right.
You know what? That's everything that you're fighting up against. Yes, having the 73 would be pretty cool. But does the 73 mean anything at all if you don't defend the title and win it again?
Correct. You well, rest him.
I know it's correct. I'm asking you what you would do.
Definitely. I would absolutely rest him.
And
no questions asked.
The problem with having the meeting with the team is now you're putting it in the hands of the players, just like a fighter that doesn't want to stop fighting. Don't stop anything, Mick. Cut me, Mick. You stop this, I'll kill you. Well, if you're laying there dying and you've put it in the hands of the athlete and the athlete says, don't stop it, what do you do now as the trainer? If you've asked him, what do you want to do? So what does Steve Kerr do if he sits everybody down and says, all right, what do you want to do? We want to go for the record. But Kerr really doesn't. Shouldn't Kerr, as the head coach, make that decision and know what he wants to do, not what the team wants to do? Kind of like this radio show. We both want to do something, so we do neither. No, we both want to do something, but somebody has to make the decision. So if I go to you and Sean and Jay and say, all right, give me your ideas, and you three all have 3 different ideas, and I have an idea, don't I look like a putz if I go with my idea? So either I have to make that decision.
Well, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't type deal. So,
and that's what you are here too.
Yeah, the bottom line is, as you said, though, is the championship. That's
the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
And Stone Cold said so.
And you have to go with whatever's going to put you in the best position to do that. And what's going to put you in the best position, 9 times out of 10, is making sure your best players are rested and healthy.
Now to just show you that I do know my math, 10 out of 10 times is better. I wouldn't say 9 out of 10. It's always better to rest them.
There's always that one little outlying situation when you have whoever.
Too much rest?
Well, you can get a you can get out of a groove, but then also you could be missing out on one of your bench players who, for whatever reason, they have a day, and something works well for them.
I think I've proven that I never have too much rest. Never have too much food. Hey, next Friday could be our last radio show.
Why is that?
Well, because if this jumping out of the plane isn't successful on Sunday, I may not be back.
No, jumping out of the plane, that part's going to be successful. It's the, it's sticking the landing that you have to worry about.
And what they said was that when you land, it's not my feet. I can't land.
No, you have to have your feet up because they have to hit and walk and
do whatever. Yeah. So are you going to come out and watch?
That's kind of far. Zephyr Hills?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm pulling your credential for the UFC on Saturday. If anybody is interested,
I'll get an update.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Did you see me? No, I didn't.
We will be jumping out at the Zephyr Hills, whatever it's called out there, next Sunday. We'll probably be jumping around 10 o'clock. I'll have more details from SOCOM later on the week, and we'll post that up. What's going on sports-wise this weekend? Anything? Final Four is tomorrow, the Frozen Four.
Frozen Four,
so yeah. We talked about that.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we have UFC this weekend.
It's a big fight, too.
Literally.
It is. I mean, yes, I know it's the heavyweights and all that kind of stuff, but...
Rothwell, JDS.
It's huge. I think either way the winner's going to get a title shot, but I think if Rothwell wins, he definitely gets the shot.
Sure, absolutely. He's on a tear recently.
JDS...
He's number four right now. JDS, I think, is fifth, but doesn't have the success that...
I want Rothwell.
Rothwell.
I don't root often, and I like Junior as a person. I really, truly do. I just like the story. Rothwell was within minutes of retiring.
He was
done.
Yeah, he was out and out.
He was done emotionally. He was done physically. Everything about it, he wanted no part of it. And because he opened his training center for the kids, it has rejuvenated him. And I'm rooting for him. And to be honest, I like Stipe Miocic's chances of winning the title from Fabricio. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I do. I'm not going to put money on it.
Yeah, there's always the punch's chance. You always have to go back to that with any combat sport. But
free sandwich at Wawa, by the way.
I'm pretty sure
you
that
can get any sandwich
I
too.
Would
you can
have
get any
Verdum,
meats in it. It's awesome.
Verdum in the fight against Miocic at UFC 198. And then let's say Rothwell defeats JDS, Junior Dos Santos, this weekend in Croatia, their first trip to Croatia. I would have to think Verdum versus Rothwell. I don't know. Verdum's a really bad dude. Really bad dude. He broke Travis Brown's rib in the first round of their number one contender fight in Orlando.
Oh, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, a bad fighter. I'm not saying that at all. Bad meaning bad, not bad meaning good.
Right.
You know, street slang, bad means good.
That's what I'm saying. He's a bad, bad dude. He is
bad.
He's pretty impressive.
No, it's going to be a good fight.
He's well-rounded.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb right now. I could change it on Knockout Radio, but I'm going to go with Miocic. I'm going with Rothwell this weekend. And I'm going with Khabib next week. How do you do that?
You're really going out on the mountain that way.
I'm pulling a Rob. I'm going with Khabib next Saturday. How do you go from a number one contender fight to a guy that's not even in the UFC yet? It's a typical UFC, typical MMA, a typical boxing. You know, you can't afford.
The injury bug strikes again.
Cowboy wanted the fight. I loved what Cowboy said.
I would love to see that.
Cowboy said, I'll take the fight under one condition. I don't lose the fight to fight Patrick Cote that he has in June. And I guess they wasn't willing to do it.
I don't understand that. Why not? Why not go with that? Why not go with that? If I was the UFC, absolutely. I make that fight happen.
I do too.
Absolutely.
Because you're not losing. It's still Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
I made a comment on Twitter.
He's gonna sell it.
I said, Cowboy can't take the fight because he's jumping out of the plane with us on Sunday. And people came back and said, that's going to stop him? He could have a broken leg and two broken ribs and the whole nine yards. And, you know, he's still good to go. So, all right. Well, a lot going on this weekend. Next week, the UFC's in town. We'll have access. We'll have tickets to give away live at the press box on Wednesday. Wednesday night. So come on down, 222 South Del Mabry. We'll have Cub Swanson. We'll have Michael Chiesa. We'll have Gian Herrera. and tons of autographed stuff to give away. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Let's get to Wawa and get our free sandwich. Thank you, Tampa Bay Rays. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KU Eggs. See you next week.